Well, welcome to our Moral and Ethical Leadership Podcast, sponsored by the BYU Management Society Salt Lake Chapter. I'm Dave Austin.
And I'm Kurt Frankum.
And we are so excited and honored to have with us today, Jason Hewlett. Jason is a leadership expert, author, and Hall of Fame speaker. We recently had the amazing privilege of hearing Jason speak to our chapter a few weeks ago. And Jason, my first question for you is, how did you learn how to play the piano like that?
Well, thank you guys for having me on. I appreciate it. And what a thrill it was to speak to your group. Playing the piano, actually, there's probably a lot of your listeners that have tried to play the piano, or at least their parents made them take lessons. I was very much the same. And after multiple teachers and no luck, I think I did 6 months worth of lessons that went nowhere when I was about 8 or 10 years old. And so I gave up. And by the age of 17, I saw a friend of mine play the piano. He's very popular. And the girls were all around the piano going, oh, wow. And so then I went, oh, that must be something. And I listened to Billy Joel's Piano Man. And so I bought the CD. I set a CD for the listeners that are too young. It's a round thing that spins. And I set it in the boom box next to my piano. And for a good 6 months, I plucked out the Piano Man note for note until finally I figured out how to play one song. And that one song has been my signature song for years, as far as the only guy that most people have ever seen play the Piano Man with the harmonica, and actually kind of sounds like Billy Joel too. So that's how I learned it.
Nice.
Wow.
And from that come a career of many talents that you put on display often. But, you know, around the topic of this podcast, as far as moral and ethical leadership, you know, I wasn't at the luncheon where you spoke, but I was out of town, but I've had opportunity to hear you speak several times. And a lot of your message is around this concept of the promise. And I think that applies a lot to moral and ethical leadership. How would you describe that?
Yeah, thank you for asking. The promise is a concept that came to fruition just because of a couple of things that happened to me personally between my family and my children and how present I was as being a dad who runs a business with a phone in my pocket that won't stop ringing and it's hard to control myself from leaving them even when I'm physically there, but mentally and emotionally leaving to go to my phone. So the promise really is I call it the highest level of commitment we engage in any experience. And so if you're doing anything in business or in your personal life, you know, we often talk about goals and setting them, and we often miss our goals. And so I like to say, why set a goal? And we can make a promise. And it's not to say goals aren't important, but they're the particulars. And where goals are particulars, promises are proclamations. So for your listeners, what is a promise and how does that come together with morals and ethics? I think that when we establish what our promise is in our lives, for ourselves personally, for ourselves professionally, and especially for, you know, that overarching deity and our promise to God, what is our gift that we're going to share with the world? What is that one thing that we have that we're divinely meant to do, and what's our purpose? And we can infuse that into our work, into our hobbies and habits. And so that's what I talk about is the promise to, say, your audience, which would be your clients, the promise to your family, which would be the people at home and the people at work, and then the promise to the one, which is the most neglected, which is yourself. So what are the promises we're making and breaking to ourselves? That's what I challenge people on. And it comes down to integrity, character, values, and foundational principles that we all base our lives upon. And if we're breaking those to ourselves, that is trickling over into your family life and into your business. And that's the promise.
I was at the lunch and I loved it and was very inspired. I wrote down a couple of quotes. I hope it's okay for me to share. One of them was regarding the promise. There's a reason why I'm a member of the church, and it's because it brings me the most peace. That's their promise, and one that we can have if we choose it. I was paraphrasing a little bit. And the other one I wrote down was around what you talked about, Jason, around the choice to be 100% present with our kids is a promise that we make to our family. And that's one that I took home that I'm trying to work on more. Jason, a while ago, you had to make a difficult choice between Las Vegas and doing what you're currently doing. Can you talk a little bit about that and why you made the decision that you did?
Yeah, thank you for asking, and thank you for writing those quotes, Dan. That's great. I find it wonderful how often I'm hired as a speaker to come in, or a consultant and coach to come in and speak about leadership and integrity and these types of things for the business to thrive and profitability to go up. And then people walk away with the message of the family. I think that's not something they believe that they would pay for, but they walk away saying that's what paid the best. And so thanks for taking that away. I appreciate that. Many years ago, as I began my career as an entertainer in Vegas, I was doing a one-man show of comedy that was G-rated, family-friendly, very entertaining, silly music, impressions, whatever I could do to make the audience laugh. And then I was offered an opportunity within 3 years of starting my career to have my own one-man show on the Strip in Las Vegas. And the stipulation was only this: it needs to be what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas friendly. And when that is the requirement, and the offer was laid out before my wife and I, before we had children, while I was still chasing, you know, every gig and offer and opportunity available, doing county fairs and schools and you know, any weddings, whatever I could get at the time, to then have this opportunity laid out was quite the moment. And when I found out that it really came down to, we will manage your career, we'll tell you what to say, all you have to do is perform what we give you, and you need to change everything that you have created so far based upon the foundation and principles you've got. You know, guys, I know you know this, but a lot of people throughout the world would have signed that contract and just gone with it, and that's how they are. And that's fine. I know a lot of people that have done it. But then there are people that have a foundation and have something that they believe in that's greater than just that moment. And I walked away from that along with my wife, and we said, you know, let's just go back to Utah and see what we can create without this happening in this way. And there's a lot of people that haven't heard of me because of that story. And I'm still, even today, you know, hoping for the next gig. My life would have been way different. My business would have been probably way more financially successful. But what would I have been as far as my purpose, my legacy, my promise to my DNA, my ancestors, you know, moving forth with the promise of, you know, the best we can be in the gospel and in our faith and in our willingness to do our best with our talents. And so, yeah, I made a big choice, and I have what I have always wanted. I have a career where I get to share and spread joy. I have a family here on earth. They are so good to me. I don't know where I've heard that line. It's like, but you know, those are the things I wanted more. And so if your listeners are wondering, you know, or being offered something that goes, yeah, you could have more financially, you could do this, but all you have to do is sacrifice something else, like time with your family, or, you know, you might have to shift some of your morals and ethics around. Well, think about the profitability of integrity. What is your level of integrity? And it's truly within your promise that you make to yourself, to your God, and to your family.
Yeah, I love that story and just this concept, Jason. And going on with your message with the promise, you know, having these events, we all sort of step back and think, you know, would I make the right call when I'm faced with so much opportunity? You know, would I make the moral and ethical decision there? But also in your message, I just love that the promise to be morally and moral and ethical is also in the small decisions with your family, right? With being present there. And so we don't need to, what I've learned from you, Jason, is we don't need to wait around for these big moments. So they may come where we really have to make a tough decision, but it's every day we're making these these decisions as far as where our focus is, right? And where our ethics are leading us.
That's well said. And a lot of times we do think, well, if I made $1 million or won the lottery or something that we're not supposed to be participating in, but if I got the windfall of money and opportunity, I would give so much. Truth is, when all you have is the widow's mite, are you giving? And when all you have is just this amount of time with your child, are you giving? Are you present? You can't wait for retirement to enjoy life. How many old men I've known that have, you know, spent their health to make their wealth, and then once they're old and they're dying, they would spend any of their wealth to reclaim their health. I mean, we've heard these lines before, but it's true. How are we present in the moment and in what we get right now? This is it. This is our shot, our moral test. And so what are we going to do with it? I say, be present, give 100% wherever you go. And you know, especially with those phones, I talk almost religiously about the phone. I mean, I show the people in the audience, I say, look, I was addicted to Facebook, and I'm embarrassed to admit that that was such a hard thing for me to stop looking at while I was with my family, when I should have just been present with my family. And as quickly as the phone can connect us to the world, it can just as quickly disconnect us from our family. And so if I have a goal to be a better dad, instead of just missing that goal over and over, I can make a promise to be the kind of dad any kid would want to have. And the next thing I know, I'm happier. I'm making a promise to myself, and that's my proclamation.
That's awesome. I was going to end, but I wanted to ask you really quickly, because I know you've had the chance to be a comedian, an entertainer, and a keynote speaker, and I just wondered what you enjoy the most.
Well, you know, that's a great question, and I love making people laugh. No, I mean, there's few things that are more incredible than hearing an audience laugh and clap and stand up for you. And that does happen at my speeches, even though people hear, oh, you're giving a speech, so is it a lecture? And I'm like, well, I'm still singing. I'm still making jokes. I'm still telling stories that make you laugh. But the truth of the matter is, the best part is afterwards, if I get a message from somebody that says, hey, you know, I just admitted to my boss that I'm an alcoholic and I'm going to go into a program and he just gave me permission. I mean, that kind of thing where you go, oh, wow, this actually changed that guy. That to me is the best part of all of it. And if I can use every arrow in the quiver to make it so that they're touched either in their heart, their head, their soul, I don't care where it is. If it makes them laugh, makes them cry, makes them think, the music nostalgically takes them back, or if they make a commitment in that moment and say, you know, the other day I spoke to a bunch of 1,000 teachers, got a bunch of private messages from these people that did not put this online, which it would be neat, you know, hey, you changed my life. I got a lot of private messages saying, I was ready to give up my entire career at this conference until you took the stage. And now I can't wait to get back to school. And that's my promise. And I say, okay, then God has touched them through whatever he did with my messaging and my performance, be it comedy, music, speaking, teaching, educating, and they were inspired for the reasons they needed to be. That's the best part.
Well, thank you, Jason. We sure appreciate you and appreciate your time being with us and your message. And we appreciate all of our listeners. We'll be back again next month with the Moral and Ethical Leadership Podcast, hosted by the BYU Management Society Salt Lake Chapter.